Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. Serve each one gathered here. We call now to beloved Jesus, to beloved Krishna, to the Holy Spirit, beloved Lord Maha Chauhan, the seven mighty angels and archangels of God, to the seven mighty Elohim, seraphim of God, come forth now. And we ask now for your electronic presence to be with us, for our force field and home to be sealed, for our chakras to be sealed from all negative energy. We call now for a mighty ring pass knot, the solar ring around each and every one, each and every home, each and every dharma, each and every intention. We ask this not only for ourselves, but for every life here on this planet. Let the light of God intensify now, let the will of God prevail, and let there be light, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin by focusing in our heart. Let's take a deep breath and breathe out. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Our objective right now is to focus on the sponsoring master. We're going to be looking at the eyes of the master, looking at the portrait of the master, establishing that figure eight flow. Just wiggle your big right toe, wiggle your left thumb, wiggle your nose, and wiggle your heart. You want to enter now into a sphere of union, where everything that is outside of the sphere of union can hold off for an hour while we enter into this communion with the Divine, with the Master. Like the prayer to the disciples of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I do not know what I shall receive when I shall invoke thee. Nevertheless, I am willing. Masters only relate through love, and they have real love for us. And sometimes it's hard for us to really comprehend that from the place of our human personality, the unregenerate part of the human personality especially. We tend to come from a place of maybe a sense of unworthiness and shame, or a sense of irritation or impatience, perhaps fear, all of these different negatives that are with us and that we are still working through. So it's time now to just let them all down, just like if you were carrying this old coat, wearing this old big thick coat full of old patches and rather dirty, maybe even smells a bit. You've been wearing it for so long, and sure enough, you're identified with it. It's time right now to simply let it slide off your shoulders and slide off your arms and gather at your feet, fall down at your feet, and you're facing the sun, And the sun is the warmth of the sun, the light of the sun, the rays of the sun. It's also that moving from winter into spring, spring towards summer, where there is no longer the need to wear that coat, to be afraid of the cold or the wind or any of that, to be willing to be vulnerable enough to be simply in your undershirt, facing the Master, facing the Son of your I Am Presence. As we look at the eyes of the Master, let us give now our mantra for the Transfiguration. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Until transfigured, they describe me, I am shining like the sun. I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, old ones, for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without. I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me until transfigured. They describe me, I am shining like the sun. I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without. I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Until transfigured, they describe me, I am shining like the sun. I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Until transfigured, they describe me, I am shining like the sun, I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Until transfigured, they describe me, I am shining like the sun, I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Until transfigured, they describe me, I am shining like the sun, I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Till transfigured, they describe me, I am shining like the sun, I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me, until transfigured they describe me. I am shining like the sun, I am shining like the sun. I am changing all my garments, all ones for the bright new day. With the sun of understanding, I am shining all the way. I am light within without, I am light is all about. Fill me, free me, glorify me, seal me, heal me, purify me. Until transfigured they describe me, I am shining like the sun. I am shining like the sun. Let us give our mantra now to Gautama Buddha, the golden mantra. We look at the eyes of our Master. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum. Om Aum Shri Guru Padme Siddhi Om. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Om. As you look at the eyes of the Master, as we give this golden mantra, let's slip now down on this coat the entire layer of self-condemnation that you hold for yourself at any and all levels. I want to see it slip to the ground now. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. 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 Now see the entire layer of mild dislike of yourself slipping to the ground. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. 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 Be aware if there's any level of your being that's resisting this. This is the clearing at the level of the etheric quadrant, the clearing of that Father power energy. If this is not cleared, we cannot truly function on all of the other quadrants. This is our etheric origination point. So now what we want to see slipping away is the fear and doubt of our worthiness, our sense of unworthiness on the 2 o'clock line. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Om Ahum Vajra Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Om Ahum 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 Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. What we want to do is we want to see Gautama Buddha standing on that 12 o'clock line, helping us to shed that self-criticism, helping us to restore that divine blueprint of God power. We want to see beloved Maitreya standing on that 1 o'clock line, helping us to shed the mild dislike of self, the irritation with self, holding that balance so that we can reclaim that level of God love that is intended for us to outpicture. And we want to see Jesus standing on the 2 o'clock line, helping us to overcome that doubt in our worthiness. And then we want to see Sanat Kumara above the clock, holding that balance on the ninth ray, on that ruby ray, ninth ray portal between the eighth and the ninth ray. So he's holding that balance right above that 12 o'clock line where there is that meeting between heaven and earth. And then we want to see beloved Padmasambhava on the 3 o'clock line, guarding us from taking that fall of the ego, that path of pride, that identification of self outside of God, that rebellion. We want to see him guarding that line so that we do not continuously go down those corridors of Lucifer and the other fallen angels. So we call now these ones, beloved Sanat Kumara, Gautama Buddha, Lord Maitreya, Jesus Christ, beloved Padmasambhava, and all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ruby Ray through the heart of our beloved Guru Manmanala to help us now in this exercise of the healing of the etheric quadra in this final year of the liberation of the elementals in the etheric quadrant. We call now for our own personal salamanders on the 12 o'clock line, 1 o'clock line, and 2 o'clock line now to be healed and recalibrated to the blueprint of Gautama Buddha as the loving Father God power, Lord Maitreya as the loving Father of God love, Jesus Christ as the loving Father of God mastery, and our beloved Sanat Kumara as the Ancient of Days who is with us in the beginning and is with us in the ending and through all of the cycles, unto our full restoration. liberation and the amplification of our God presence. Everything that we will have learned and overcome will be for the amplification of our divine presence, is already for the amplification of our divine presence. Let us give the golden mantra again. We're still looking at the eyes of the master. We're visualizing these masters now standing on each line. And we're truly releasing now, with their assistance, this curse of self-condemnation, this curse of mild dislike of self, this curse of fear and doubt in our worthiness that makes it so that we cannot truly have that oneness with the Father and then love and serve others as Jesus would have us serve. We cannot truly love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, or our neighbor as ourself. We do not love ourselves and have these lines cleared. We cannot truly love ourselves if we're not one with the Father. We do not love the Father, our own divinity, with all of our heart and soul and mind in every situation. So the self-condemnation must go. The grumpiness must go with the irritation and the mild dislike of self. Even of our body, or our thoughts, or our feelings, our self-judgment, and then the fear of our worthiness, the fear of our worthiness of will we make it home? Can we make it home? Are we worthy to be one with God once again? And the constant measuring of self through the unregenerate human personality and the dweller, keeping score of all of our mistakes and our misdeeds, and our facing the master with all of that patchwork coat of ugliness and yet familiarity. So we're putting it all now down, and we're facing the sun. We're letting it go. We're changing our garments. We're changing in the level of the etheric to the greatest extent that we can shift with the assistance of these Ruby Ray Masters. We're calling also upon the causal body and the mighty I Am presence and Holy Christ Self of all of the light bearers of Tibet. And we ask for them to receive a reciprocal and amplified blessing as well in this hour, for the restoration of the divine plan of their homeland and of their purpose and of their entire consciousness, being, and world, especially where, having been victims of such brutality and disrespect, they may have lost that inner connection as well that they were embodying, and that their culture was basically holding the balance for Earth with that flame of the Father. So let us now give this mantra for all of these purposes as we offer it to our sponsoring master. Om Mahum Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum Om Ahum 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 Vajra Guru Padme Sri Hum. Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Om 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 Hum. Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Now we want to see the energies of Sana Kumara penetrating through the 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock lines now. And we want to see Padmasambhava receiving them. So these energies are no longer blocked. The level of the 12 o'clock, the 1 o'clock, or the 2 o'clock line, we see beloved Gautama Buddha and Lord Maitreya and Jesus standing there holding that balance so that the energies of the light of the Ancient of Days, of the Yadhe Vahe, can fully penetrate into the mental quadrant, to the level of the mental quadrant, for the resetting of a spiral. We want our beloved Padmasambhava to receive those energies and to be able to fully utilize them, and then having that arcing back as that figure eight flow. Om Om Vajragur Padme Siddhi Hum Om Om Vajragur Padme Siddhi Hum Om Om Vajragur Padme Siddhi Hum Om Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. See your soul now standing with Padmasambhava on the 3 o'clock line, in the heart line, in the secret chamber of the heart, with your Holy Christ Self now, standing on that heart line, and we're calling, we're magnetizing these energies through our mantra. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Sanat Kumar is at the level of the I Am That I Am, at the level of the I Am Presence. And there is a wave of light released now in answer to our call. The Father is answering the Son. The I Am Presence is answering the Divine Mediator, the Holy Christ Self. And Padmasambhava at the level of the secret chamber of the heart, and there is released through the love of the Divine Mother a wave of ruby ray. And to receive this ray, let us give this mantra to the Mother of the Buddhas. Gate, gate, para, gate, parasam, gate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, para, gate. Parasam gate bodhisvaha. I want to see that energy also released to all of Tibet. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate 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 para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. 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 Now I want to see these energies released to America for the rolling back of the entire consciousness behind abortion and for the restoration of the divine plan of America in this coming year. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. 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 See this ruby ray going forth as the mother light. Sanatkumara as the mother, Sanatkumara as the ruby ray master. And that light going forth as that intense ruby ray love of the divine mother. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. 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 Now we want to see it. This wave sweeping through the 3 o'clock line where Padmasambhava is opening, as it were, creating an opening there at the level of the 3 o'clock line for that ruby ray energy to sweep through. We want to see it sweeping through the mental quadrant, sweeping through like a, it's like if you have a dam and all of a sudden there's a hole in the dam and the water just absolutely bursts forth. We want to see this ruby ray bursting forth now and absolutely consuming all in its path that would resist that ruby ray love on the 3 o'clock line, on the 4 o'clock line, on the 5 o'clock line, and then going out to the rest of the clock where it will become like a stream, like a river, a torrent. We want to really see it going through that dam that's been built up at that level there with Padmasambhava holding that line of force, and what we want to do is see this ruby ray now going forth to roll back the and consume, literally obliterate that consciousness of Lucifer, Satan, Serpent, the entire consciousness of the fall in the microcosm, in the macrocosm, as a mighty judgment, as a mighty fiery action of the Divine Mother this night, through the heart of Sanatkumara, from our own mighty I Am presence in the collective Adam Kadman. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. So we're having this build up with this mantra, but when we were going to sound the om, and when we sound the om, this is where the energy will be released. So we're still building up that pressure of the ruby ray here at the level of the 3 o'clock line with our own Maria in presence, with our own, sorry, Holy Christ Self in Padmasambhava. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. 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 Gate gate parasam gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisvaha. Gate gate para gate parsam gate bodhisattva. 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 Gate gate parsam gate parsam gate bodhisattva. Gate gate para 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 gate parsam gate bodhisattva. Manifest right here and now with full power, eternally sustained, all powerfully active, ever expanding, world enfolding until all are wholly ascended in the light and free. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Now we are reminded of the story of the healing of Jairus' daughter and the fact that when Jesus performed these healings, he would say, take up thy bed and walk. And so we know that we might still, at the level of the human consciousness, take up our bed. Meaning, our habituated patterns. Even though we have received the clearance, even though we have received the healing, we may still rely on a certain level of habit pattern. But the most important part of this statement is, and walk. Jesus didn't say, leave thy bed here and walk. He said, take up thy bed and walk. And so we walk. We're are responsible sons and daughters of God. Like Saint Germain said, we do not need to be coddled and teased to and talked to day by day to remember our high and holy calling to bear the light of freedom to the four corners of the earth. And so we walk. So the masters know that we still carry a bit of that bed with us. And the masters know that we have made our election sure, that we are making that election sure each day to walk. To walk. To walk all the way home to that mark of Sirius, to that star of Sirius. And just like it says in that call to the angel who rolled away the stone, that when we get there, we'll turn right around and come back to Earth and say, here I am, Earth. Here I am, and I'm going to turn you right side up till all are wholly ascended in the light and free. And so we take up our bed and walk. And we do acquiesce to and acknowledge and internalize and become the healing that we have received at the level that we have received it through the ruby rays in the heart of our ruby ray masters. So this concludes our meditation for tonight. We're going to give a sealing, and we won't be sharing tonight. In the name of the mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ, Self of each one gathered here, we call to you, beloved Jesus. We call to you, beloved Padmasambhava, beloved Lord of Maitreya, beloved Gautama Buddha, beloved Sanat Kumara, Vanello, K17, Guru Ma, beloved Guru Ma. Come forth now and seal us now in the flame of Christ, in the flame of Magda, in the flame of the Holy of Holies of our own being, and of the entire spirit of the Great White Brotherhood of which we are a part. Help us to always remember our high and holy calling to bear that light of freedom, to be that light of freedom, and help us to continuously change those garments for a bright new day. We ask this now in Jesus' name. And we call now for this purification of the etheric quadrant to be ongoing, that we might fully hear that voice of the Father who says, this is my beloved Son, my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased, that we might fully accept it and believe it and become it. According to God's will, let it be done. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us, and